This is the NewsRamp, Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. It's Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, CDOI, is one to watch. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings, a leader in precision cardiovascular medicine, is making waves with its innovative approach to disease prevention and detection. By utilizing AI and genetic biomarkers, the company offers non-invasive tests that provide personalized insights into coronary heart disease. Recent milestones include expanded partnerships, CMS reimbursement approval, and international expansion. Stay tuned for more updates from Cardio Diagnostics Holdings.
A news breaks. Knight Food Holdings Inc. NGTF leveraging AI robotics to transform beverage service at scale. Knight Food Holdings Inc. NGTF, operating as TechForce Robotics, recently acquired the BIME Autonomous Beverage Robotics Platform. This move aims to revolutionize beverage service with AI-enhanced automation, reducing wait times and labor constraints in high-traffic venues like hotels and sports arenas. The company is at the forefront of deploying artificial intelligence-enabled robotics products to enhance operational efficiencies and customer experiences.
Stocks of memory chip manufacturers see red as supply shortages ease. Stocks of memory chip manufacturers took a hit this week as signs emerged of a potential easing in the global chip shortage. The sector saw a collective loss of nearly $100 billion in market value, reflecting its sensitivity to changes in AI expectations. The rise of quantum computing, exemplified by companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., could also add volatility to tech stocks in the near future.
Four leading spring tech fairs will take place in April, featuring over 3,700 exhibitors. Four leading spring tech fairs are set to take place in April at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center, featuring over 3,700 exhibitors from 28 countries and regions. The fairs, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, include InnoEX, Hong Kong Electronics Fair Spring Edition, Hong Kong International Lighting Fair Spring Edition, and Smart Lighting Expo, showcasing cutting-edge technology solutions and innovation across multiple sectors.
Perpetuals.com Limited to present AI-driven trading platform at Emerging Growth Conference. Perpetuals.com Limited is set to showcase its AI-driven trading platform at the upcoming Emerging Growth Conference. TO Patrick Grün will discuss the company's strategy and engage with investors during the online event on April 1st, 2026. The platform combines artificial intelligence, blockchain settlement, and EU-compliant market infrastructure, aligning with European regulatory frameworks. Stay tuned for more updates from Perpetuals.com.
A news breaks. Spark AI Inc. Frankfurt 5 OV0 launches Overwatch drone controller app to accelerate global adoption. Spark AI Inc. launched the Overwatch drone controller app to streamline deployment of its GPS-denied navigation and targeting platform. The app allows drone controllers to connect to Overwatch in under a minute and will be available on the Google Play Store. A leading Indian defense drone manufacturer will evaluate the solution as Spark AI aims for broader adoption in defense and commercial markets.
AN News Breaks. Rail Vision Limited reported strong financial results for the second half and full year of 2025, highlighting revenue growth and global expansion efforts. The company secured follow-on orders in Latin America, expanded into Central America, and launched a proof of concept in India. Rail Vision's AI-powered railway safety systems are gaining traction in a global market expected to reach $460 billion by the mid-1930s. Tech Media Breaks, Safe Pro Group, Inc. receives contract modification for AI edge processing support from the U.S. government. This reinforces the deployment of AI-enabled defense and situational awareness technologies. The award aims to enhance real-time data processing and threat detection capabilities in government-sponsored applications.
Defense News Breaks. DataVault AI Inc. CEO to present at April 2nd Mar-a-Lago Investor Roundtable. DataVault AI CEO Nate Bradley is set to present at a private investor roundtable on April 2nd at the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, Florida. This marks his second invitation in 2 months, reflecting growing institutional interest in the company's data monetization, tokenization, and AI platform. The event follows a successful February engagement where DataVault AI highlighted $49 million in fourth quarter 2025 agreements and projected over $30 million in fiscal 2025 revenue, solidifying its position at the forefront of data ownership, verified credentialing, and real-world asset tokenization. The fiscal 2025
Beeline Holdings, Inc. reported a 127% year-over-year revenue growth in Q4 2025, driven by its digital mortgage platform expansion. Mortgage origination volume increased by $44.70 million, with average revenue per loan up by 31%. The company also launched Beeline Equity, a blockchain platform for homeowners to access equity easily. With a debt-free balance sheet, Beeline expects accelerated revenue growth in 2026.
Focus Universal unveils next-generation AI beyond generative AI and breakthrough SEC financial reporting software. Focus Universal Inc. unveils a new class of task execution AI that surpasses traditional generative AI, focusing on accuracy for SEC financial reporting automation. This AI understands financial structures, extracts data from Word documents, applies XBRL tagging, and identifies discrepancies. The software transforms workflows, enabling filings in minutes, eliminating reliance on templates, and reducing human error. The company aims to bring two software solutions to market this month, revolutionizing financial reporting processes.
RAR SS feeds make a comeback as Feedworthy AI launches to bridge the gap between publishers and artificial intelligence. RAR SS feeds are making a comeback with the launch of Feedworthy AI. Bridging the gap between publishers and artificial intelligence, the platform offers a centralized directory and schema tools to ensure content is understood by AI models. Industry experts like Justin McKenzie praise the tool for improving content discovery. Feedworthy AI integrates retargeting pixels and schema to empower creators in the digital landscape.
HRO Today, HR Data Analytics and AI Summit 2026 is set to transform HR strategies, taking place on May 12th to 13th, 2026 in Philadelphia, PA. This premier event will bring together industry leaders and technology experts to explore the latest trends in HR, data analytics, and artificial intelligence. Attendees can expect actionable strategies, real-world case studies, and networking opportunities to drive transformative change within their organizations.
The Trayton Group and Applied Intuition have unveiled Trayton One OS, a cutting-edge software platform set to power all new vehicles under Trayton's four global brands. This innovative system aims to reduce downtime by enabling predictive maintenance, future-proof fleets with over-the-air updates, and support autonomous driving capabilities. Testing of the integrated ECU hardware will commence in April 2026, with a rollout expected for new trucks in 2028.
Algorithm Holdings joins B2i Digital as featured company to share the semi-cab AI logistics story with investors. Algorithm Holdings has been named a B2i digital featured company for its AI-powered logistics platform, SemiCab. The platform has reduced empty freight miles by 70% and transportation spend by 10% for Fortune 500 shippers. Serving as the sole technology partner for India's National Digital Freight Exchange, Semicab connects loads and lanes in real time to keep trucks full and moving efficiently. GPS-denied navigation isn't just a problem for the future, it's happening right now. GPS jamming is a growing concern in modern warfare, disrupting satellite navigation crucial for tracking, communication, and more. Spark AI Inc. has developed GPS-free technology to combat this issue, especially as drones become essential tools on the battlefield. With GPS interference used to mislead, disrupt, and obscure, companies like Spark AI are working on next-gen solutions to ensure drones can operate even in GPS-denied environments.
Cyber stocks tumble amid reports Anthropic is testing new AI model. Cybersecurity stocks took a hit as reports emerged that Anthropic is testing a new AI model with advanced cyber capabilities, sparking security concerns. This news is rattling investors in the cybersecurity sector, highlighting the disruptive potential of AI. Companies like Core AI Holdings Inc. are quick to embrace this technology, recognizing its transformative power.
Tech media breaks. Planet Ventures, Inc. has made a strategic investment of $100,000 in General Astronautics, a space robotics startup valued at $40 million. General Astronautics, part of Y Combinator's Winter 2026 cohort, focuses on developing autonomous robotic systems for microgravity environments to support research and manufacturing in space. Planet Ventures sees this investment as a move to support cutting-edge technologies in the space industry.
Qetrix launches Model Context Protocol, MCP Beta, to bring compliance intelligence into AI-powered product development. Qetrix launches the beta of its Model Context Protocol, MCP server, allowing AI tools like ChatGPT, Claude, and Copilot to access live compliance data. This integration helps teams build regulated products with full compliance awareness. MCP streamlines PLM, ALM, and development tools into a unified knowledge graph for easy compliance checks, traceability identification, and release verification without system switching.
Biomed News Breaks. Lantern Pharma advances AI-driven oncology pipeline with multiple 2026 milestones in view. Lantern Pharma announced key milestones for 2026, including progress in the LP-300 Phase 2 Harmonic trial, completion of Japan enrollment, and FDA protocol discussions. The company's AI-driven portfolio targets a $15 billion market opportunity with advancements in oncology indications. Lantern's RADR platform and WithZeta.ai multi-agentic co-scientist platform are expanding commercial potential with beta testing at over 25 biotech companies, cancer research centers, and biopharma consultants. As the company ended 2025 with $10.10 million in cash and equivalents.
Cardiodiagnostics Holdings, Inc. is making waves as a one to watch in the healthcare sector. The company's innovative platform combines epigenetic and genetic biomarkers with AI to provide personalized cardiovascular insights from a simple blood sample. With non-invasive tests and expanding commercialization channels, including recent international expansion into India, Cardiodiagnostics is revolutionizing cardiovascular disease prevention and management. Catalyst Crew Technologies appoints Carlos Pena as Chief Financial Officer. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. appoints Carlos Pena as Chief Financial Officer, bringing over a decade of experience in accounting, financial management, and audit support. Mr. Pena's background includes roles in financial reporting, tax compliance, budgeting, and operational finance. As CFO, he is expected to support the company's financial reporting functions and internal control processes in advancing its strategic initiatives in artificial intelligence-driven healthcare and digital health services.
Wizenhunt Media transforms into AI-first media house. Wizenhunt Media transforms into an AI-first media house, leading the charge in AI-driven video production. The Las Vegas-based company, known for its Emmy Awards and Telly recognition, is repositioning ahead of the curve with an AI-first content philosophy. Specializing in legal marketing, Wizenhunt Media's integrated services include video production, digital marketing, and website development, setting itself apart in the competitive landscape.
1606 Corporation Files Annual Report on Form 10-K, Advancing Data Center Strategy and Acquisition Pipeline. 1606 Corp. has filed its annual report on Form 10-K with the SEC, marking a pivotal year for the company. Highlights include a strategic shift towards data center infrastructure, a flagship acquisition agreement for a 132-acre site, and key partnerships in the energy sector. CEO Austin Lambrecht expressed confidence in the company's growth potential, focusing on closing acquisitions and scaling their power-backed data center model in 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.